haste, isti'jal, that is blameworthy, and haste, isti'jal, that may be praiseworthy. As for the first, isti'jal, that is blameworthy, haste, being in a hurry in a way that Allah does not like, being hasty in salah, al-isti'jalu fi salah. This may refer to a brother or sister who pecks his salah like a hen or a rooster, up and down, as if it's an acrobatic movement, whether he is by himself or praying behind an imam, racing with the imam. This may, dear brother, dear sister, invalidate our salah because it is haste that is not allowed in the prayer. And that is why Bukhari narrates on the authority of Abi Hurairah that a man once came into the masjid and he began to pray. When he finished, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave salam. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, wa alaykum salam, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. He responded to the greeting, then said, go and repeat your prayer, you didn't pray. So the man, he went back, he repeated his prayer. He came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave salam. Messenger said to him, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, repeat your prayer, you didn't pray. This happened 3 times. And on the third occasion, the man was just helpless. And he said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ بِي أَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي مَا أُحْسِنُ غَيْرَ هَذَا فَعَلِّمْنِي. Messenger of Allah, I swear, I don't know how to pray any better than this. So can you teach me, please? So he gave him instructions. What did he say? He said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَكَبِّرْ ثُمَّ اقْرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ ثُمَّ ارْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا ثُمَّ اسْجُدْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا ثُمَّ افْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا. He said, my brother, when you come to pray, say Allahu Akbar and then recite what you can from the Quran. And then he said to him, bow and stay there until your body relaxes. Then get up and stand and stay there until your body relaxes. Then prostrate and stay there until your body relaxes. Then sit up and stay there till your body relaxes. Then do this all throughout your prayer. Haste in salah is not a haste that Allah loves, and it may render the salah invalid. In fact, Imam al-Nasa'i narrates that the great companion Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman once saw a man bowing and prostrating, and kana yutaffifu fi salatihi, he was detracting from his salah. Haste. So Hudhayfa said to the man, kam laka wa anta tusalli hadhihi salah, how long, my brother, have you been praying in this manner? He said to him, for 40 years. He said to him, ma sallayta mundu arba'ina sana. He said, my brother, I am sorry to say, you have not been praying for 40 years. وَلَوْ مِتَّ وَأَنْتَ تُصَلِّي هَذِهِ الصَّلَاةِ لَمِتَّ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ فِطْرَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, my brother, if you died praying like this, you would have died on a different way to the way of Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is the first type of haste that comes under the category of blameworthy haste. Isti'jal, Allah does not love. Number two, isti'jal, haste when making dua. This takes two forms. One form of rushing with dua, dear brother, dear sister, is when you make dua against yourself, or against your family, or against your property. And if Allah Almighty responds to your dua, it will bring about consequences that will be later regretted. And I truly believe that many of those illnesses and diseases and unexpected calamities that come our way or to our children is the direct product of a dua that we had once ignorantly made and it was misplaced due to anger or something like that. Muslim narrates on the authority of Jabir that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling with his companions. One man wanted his camel to stand up. He said to it, sha'la'anakallah. Get up, O camel, may Allah curse you. Get up, you lazy camel, may Allah curse you. Astaghfirullah. And so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man hadha al-la'inu ba'irahu, who was the one who just cursed his camel? The man said, it was me, O Messenger of Allah. He said, inzil anhu fala tashabna bimal'oon, get down from your camel and this camel will not join us because it has now been cursed. And then he said, لا تدعوا على أنفسكم ولا تدعوا على أولادكم ولا تدعوا على أموالكم لا توافقوا من الله ساعة يسأل فيها عطاء فيستجيب لكم. He said, brothers, don't make dua against yourselves. Don't make dua against your families, your children. Don't make dua against your property, lest your dua may coincide with a moment when Allah answers your dua, and then you will be in a state of regret. This is a form of haste, isti'jal, when making dua. Another form of isti'jal, haste, when making dua is when you say, Ya Rab, I've made so much dua, where is the answer? And then dua will not be answered. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِيكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ يَقُولُ قَدْ دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ أَرَى يُسْتَجَابُ لِي. He said, Allah will continue answering your dua, giving you everything you want, as long as you are not hasty by saying, I have made so much dua, but I don't see a response. We have spoken, dear brothers, dear sisters, about haste, isti'jal in salah, haste when making dua. Take this number three, haste when wanting to secure income, wanting to make money. This get rich quick culture is killing us, dear brothers and sisters. How else do we explain people's turning to fraud or interest or smoke, cigarettes, pornography, or any other alcoholic type based business? How do we understand this other than by saying this person is hasty? This person is rushing for his money, rushing for his rizq that Allah Almighty has already written for him. So shaitan comes to us and he turns our attention away from the doors of halal that are wide, mashallah, and open, mashallah. And he turns our eyes and places blinkers on our heads so that we see nothing but the dark and narrow small doors of the haram, and convinces us this is what will bring you comfort, this is what will bring you success. This is a form of isti'jal, haste. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one of the most profound ahadith in this department, he said, as Abi Nu'aym narrates in his Hilyatul Awliya on the authority of the companion Abu Umamah al-Bahili, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدُسِ نَفَثَ فِي رُوعِي أَنَّ نَفْسًا لَنْ تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا وَأَجَلَهَا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمُ اسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ أَنْ تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُنَالُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. Allahu Akbar. He said, Angel Jibreel has blown into my soul revelation, saying to me that Allah has said, no human being shall die until he has first consumed his entire lifespan that Allah has written for him, and consumed his rizq, his provisions that Allah has written for him. Angel Jibreel has blown into my soul, saying to me, nobody shall die only after he has completed his full life and his full rizq, provisions that Allah has written for him. He said, therefore, fear Allah and seek your money, your rizq, your provisions in a beautiful way. He said, and do not allow the delay in receiving your rizq, your provisions, cause you to look for it in the haram, because that which is with Allah can only be attained through His obedience. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. May Allah Almighty allow us to purify our businesses and allow us to see that the haram is nothing but a door of isti'jal, haste. We have mentioned examples of haste that is blameworthy. Haste in salah. Haste in dua. Haste when seeking your rizq, dear brother, dear sister.